Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, John. Yes, we're expecting about 1 billion people around the globe to engage in Earth Day activities today and throughout the week and throughout the month this year.
1 billion people. Now, I know here at Entercom Radio, KDKA, and our brother stations and sister stations, we're going to be down in Point State Park doing some things today as part of Earth Day. But let's go back. Is this the 49th year? Is that right?
This is the 49th anniversary. The first Earth Day in 1970 brought 20 million people out into the streets, leading to the passage of our landmark environmental legislation on clean air and clean water. As you know, Pittsburgh was suffering from terrible impacts of smog and other problems.
Now, from a standpoint of the establishment of Earth Day, I mean, one day a year, we draw attention to it. Are we actually making any progress? Because every time you turn around, you hear about global warming, you hear about the ice caps melting, et cetera, et cetera. Are we making any progress at all?
We definitely have made significant progress on those first generations of environmental problems, but now we're facing another generation of existential problems. Our theme this year, for example, is protect our species, because the world is facing the rapidest rate of extinction of species since we lost the dinosaurs 60 million years ago, and also threats like climate change, which will be the focus of our 50th anniversary next year.
When you talk about losing species, I mean, what's threatened that we all think of as just an everyday critter that's out there?
Sure. One of the biggest losses is being seen right now with pollinators, bees. And everybody knows and can experience the benefits of having bees. But beekeepers are seeing significant losses, up to 40% of, in some cases. And it really will threaten the whole food chain if we lose an insect like bees. And there are other kind of keystone species that people might not realize. They're not the big species like elephants, tigers, and rhinos that we all know and love, but they're critical to our food chain and our very own survival as well.
Now, but is there a direct correlation between humans abusing our Earth and the loss of those species?
Absolutely. In the case of bees, it's pretty simple. We're using pesticides and herbicides that are killing the bees. But with other species, you know, it's things like loss of habitat, and even creating climate change, all of our contributions as individuals by the use of fossil fuels, which is also having a negative impact on species as well as an impact on our own species.
I think there's an attitude, though, of, you know, what can I do? I mean, as an individual, okay, I'll separate my recyclables. But beyond that, I mean, what can I really do?
Sure. There's a lot people can do as individuals. In Pittsburgh, for example, there are cleanups that will be happening this weekend, one in Southside Park and one at Monessen High School. But in addition to that, people can go on our website. They can engage at www.earthday.org in e-activism and contacting our leaders to take action on all the issues I've been discussing. And next year, we will be running our Vote Earth campaign, which is really encouraging people to ask candidates from every party to talk about their stand on climate change and to let them know that this is an urgent problem and that we, when we go into the voting booth, we will be taking into account their position and record on climate change, and we want to see action now.
Susan Bass, the Vice President of Programs and Operations at Earth Day Network. Appreciate your time this morning, and I hope it goes well all across the world.
Thank you. And be sure we have 12 billboards up in the Pittsburgh area about our Protect Our Species campaign. So keep your eyes open today as you're traveling across the city.
Susan Bass with Earth Day Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.